Thanks for tuning in. I'm Ben.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Sean.
And you're listening to the Anime Triad. All right, so we are back once again with another movie review. And this week, we come to y'all with a special review. We're going to be reviewing the newly released, currently in theaters, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, the movie, Scarlet Bond. And Mike is going to start us off.
Yo, I wonder how many people about to Google if it's still in theaters and they listening to this like 2-3 weeks later. just for anybody listening, you ain't seen the movie yet. Mad spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. We talking spoilers about the show. We talking spoilers about the movie. So hit pause, go see the movie, and then come back.
Or now watch that the
that's
show.
Out of the way.
And watch the show, watch too. The show.
Like, that's true. Watch the show. And now that that's out of the way, this was a good movie. I had a lot of fun, man. I love this show. I love this premise. The movie pretty much lined up exactly the vibe of the show. It did it a very good service to the vibe and the feel that we go for when we watch this show. I love Rimuru, man. Give me any show where the main character is like super broken, like very powerful, and not an idiot. Thank every writer who could create a main character that's not stupid. Ugh. It feels so good to have a main character who actually knows what they're doing. I mean, it pleasures my heart. And so Rimuru is, you know, was a dude in our modern world who now gets placed into this fantasy, you know, Dragon Quest kind of world, and is really good at modeling it after our society. It's actually crazy how he's like, no, we're going to like recreate like villages and stuff, like same stuff I had back home. We bring it here. Like he even figured out how to write manga. Like, I mean, this dude, he really is bettering medieval society. I know it's not medieval, but like it's basically the same feel, like this everyone for themselves, kingdoms at war. And he's just like, nah. We gonna go, you know, egalitarian on them. Let's just bring some of that taste to this, you know, primitive society. And it's just great to see, man. He got orcs, he got ogres, he got lizard men. He got everybody on his side. People love. He got Valdora, the great storm dragon, want to kill everybody.
Demons and dragons, baby.
Demons, demon lords, they all his homies.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so fun to see. Like these humans walk up. And they say, oh, please, Lord Rimuru. And he's like, chill, y'all. What's up? Oh, now, I am a demon lord, but we cool, though. Well, what about the storm dragon Valdora? Oh, that's him right there reading manga. What?
Yeah.
It's just fun. Fun. I like Hero. I like the little backstory. You know, our main, you know, ogre characters, you know, we know about how their village was destroyed. It's something that happened in the show. We learned about it. And then just kind of adding on to that a little bit, getting the new character, getting Hero. He was a good character, and I liked kind of this. Now, here's the thing. The plot, as a plot, is very simple. It's not complicated. You know, the characters are not really going out of their way to do anything special. I don't know what to say about it. I don't like going first. as much as I liked Hero, my one big knock on the movie is how stupid he was when, oh boy, I forgot his name, Leviticus or whatever.
You love it.
Danny DeVito's the penguin.
Yeah, Danny DeVito penguin. You know, he's basically like, Master Hero, I have a special ritual that will save the queen. And it's like, bro, this is the most like evil villain that has ever evil villained. Like, what is going on?
There are,
like, by the way, some, eat this menacing dark orb.
There are some major red flags.
Like, come on, bro. If you gave me, if you opened a box, you're not even going to touch the thing with your own hands, and you just go hand it to me and say, hey, eat this. I'm going to say goodbye. Like, I'm not going to eat a menacing orb to save this queen. Like, there is a better way. Like, I don't know, man. It was really dumb. There's no reason he should have fell for that. But that's my only knock on this movie. Like, I understand we kind of have to forward the plot a little bit. Like, this show is, it's supposed to be sort of a fun deal. They don't put a lot of effort into, like, the big, major, tricky conspiracies. Like, we just got to move this thing forward. I kind of liked the twist of Diablo kind of going and finding, like, his demon friend who... Like, he heard this story and was like, that smells like that one bitch. Let me go talk to, like, nah, this smells like her. Let me go see what she had to do with this. And she said, I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, who named you? I'll tell you if you tell me. He just ignores that she denied the claim. He's just like, nah, you know what's going on. Just tell me. Didn't even have to try and is just whooping her. I mean, it was dope. I was very happy with just the use of all the characters. It was very cool, man. Yeah. the sacrifice that wasn't a sacrifice, but then was a sacrifice, but then wasn't a sacrifice again. That was
the triple play.
The triple play. You know, it's one of those things that if this was not a comedy anime, I would have been a little like, what y'all doing here? But I get it. And not only do I get it, like, personally, I like it. I don't know if from, like, a story writing perspective, like, is it the most nuanced of stories? It's sort of in the middle. I mean, it was kind of cool. Like, it gave what Diablo did purpose, right? Like, why is he even going to address this chick and talk about, you know, what are you doing? What do you have to do with this? What's he accomplishing if not to prove that the contract is void and save the queen? You know? So
that was almost a knock on my part for the movie if they didn't go through with the way it ended.
Exactly. Exactly. So I did like it, even though I'm not sure it's something, it's not a choice I necessarily would have made, but I like it. It was fun. And once again, this is supposed to be a fun anime. So, like, sacrifice plays don't really match the vibe. Yeah, dude. Overall, I liked it. Just hero being dumb is the only reason this is an A and not an S. That's kind of it. Just hero eating an ugly, evil orb when it's so obvious that this is, like, the bad, stupid thing. And he's following all the way into this dark, evil maze and just getting tricked so easily is the only reason I can't give it an S. Otherwise, it did everything I like. I mean, we had good fights. Man, when the one when Ranga was like, I'll take him, master. Oh, you think you can handle me? Here's the one shots him. Gone. We done. It's just fun. I love to see it. I'll watch it all day, every day. So yeah, for me, it's an A. That's all I got to say about it. What you got, Sean?
Cool. So, a little backstory on this. I actually have not seen this show. I know the premise. I've done some digging on it, especially as I was going into this movie. You know, one thing I'll say is I do like, for all the multiple reasons that everyone likes this already, I do like the fact that they're putting out more anime movies in theaters. We've already talked about why, but one of the big reasons that I like it, that it's probably underserved, is it allows people that have not seen a show to be exposed to it in a mainstream medium and learn more about it. You know, Jujutsu Kaisen was a great example. Like, you did not really have to know a lot about Jujutsu Kaisen to watch the movie, and then that kind of hooks you, and then you go watch the show. And I'll be honest, Jujutsu Kaisen is one of my favorite anime. It's only been out for 24, 25 episodes, and it's one of my top anime out there. Back in the day, you know, in the 90s and early 2000s, stuff like that, like these movies, like you had to have watched the show to know what's going on. With this movie, I think you had to know at least what the premise of the show is and enough a little bit to know what's happening. But this movie does not require you to be somebody who has watched every single episode and be so enthralled with the world and all this other stuff to know what's going on. It is, you know, simple enough for you to understand what the movie is. There are probably a couple things like, why is there somebody that's a slime turning into a person? But like, you can put two and two together, right? So I just want to point that out. It's awesome. I think they should do more things like this, especially for the anime that are not quite as mainstream, right? And this is a great kind of a gateway to open up for people who haven't seen this show. So all that being said, you know, Mike, a lot of the stuff you said, I have to agree. One of my things on this movie, I'll read it verbatim, is one of my knocks is Hero is kind of dumb. Because the exact same thing, you got this guy, and literally the second I saw him, you know, at first I thought he was kind of like this squirmy, just like henchman, and he kind of is, which is a knock that I have, is there's not a real villain in this movie. He kind of serves this demon lord. This demon lord's like, she's like off doing her own thing. Like, she doesn't care about what's going on. She's just like, it's something that's entertaining. She's not actively trying to make life hard for everybody, but she's like, yeah, it's just kind of entertaining. I'll check on you in like 100 years or something like that. But this guy is like trying to make this about his business. And then as soon as I see him, I'm like, that is literally the Penguin from 1989 Batman or Batman Returns. I'm sorry. I was like, man. And he's like dancing too and all this other stuff. Like, I was just like, man, this is weird. And then when he's like, it's something about, I forgot. It's something about the queen. And he's like, what? Tell me. Oh my gosh. And I was like, all right, dude, you're like, calm down. Like,
he's a little too excited.
Yeah, calm down. You're supposed to be this like noble, like, okay, I'm good to go. But yeah, you were kind of dumb about it. Great animation. I mean, this was fantastic animation. I mean, we're at the point where we've been saying how good some animation is, but I got to be honest, it's the norm now. And not to say that this gives you extra points. I think we're at a point now where it doesn't give you more points. It takes points away if it's not good animation, right? Especially if it's a theatrical release. Like, we're in 2023.
Agreed.
Like, animation needs to be top notch. If it's not, like, I don't know what you're doing. there's a lot of exposition in this movie, which, you know, they're creating, even though there is a preset lore about the ogres and all this other stuff, like, you still have to set up some exposition, especially with Hero, what happened. And I'll be honest, the beginning, it was a little slow, but it serves a purpose. We kind of talked about that last time with Lord Slug. It serves a purpose is why it is. It doesn't knock it for me. I wish it was about 5 to 10 minutes shorter personally, but I understand they have to do some of the exposition for this new land, this new kingdom, all these other things like that. You know, again, the fact there wasn't a villain kind of, we're probably in it like an hour and 20 to an hour and 30 minutes in before we see this, you know, this underling or whatever showing up, and he's upset that the water's different and all this other stuff like that. It takes a long time for that to happen. The whole time I'm watching this movie, and you know, when I first saw Rimu look at his hand with the water, I was like, is there something going on? And while yes, there was something going on, I thought like somebody was actively doing something and trying to have nefarious plans. And it wasn't really that. It was just something from this demon lord that doesn't really care about what's happening. So,
I mean, I guess you could say it was the henchman that was actively doing something and had nefarious plans.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he's not really, like, he's a villain, but to me, it's not a movie villain. I thought he was a little less than, especially to your point when Rimuru's, I'm going to say dog, wolf, I'm sorry, butchering it, but just like destroys the doctor in like 4 seconds. And then he's about to take his own dark orb, and he's like, if I'm gonna die, well then you're gonna go with me. And Rimuru just obliterates him in like 1 second. I'm like, okay, well, we're done. It's awesome to see how strong Rimuru is, but like, this guy now, like, you just kind of solidify my thoughts about him. He's just fodder. He's like fodder plus, I guess. You know, Heroes fight with Benimaru was pretty cool. I was interested to see how that was going to go. Like, I appreciate the animation there. I appreciate the back and forth. It's really cool to see. But yeah, at the very end, when he gives his life for the queen and like fights through the anger, I was like, okay, cool. And then I see that she wakes up and tries to flip it. I'm like, oh God, we're not going to do this, are we? Like, reverse it. And then I was like, okay, well then this is kind of pointless. Exactly what you said, Mike. I was like, well, this is kind of pointless because Diablo just went in and like tried to do this whole fixing thing. And now that's worthless. So it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. But then they just like fixed it all again. I was like, all right. And I was just at the end of it, I was like, I felt weird. I didn't know how to react to it. I was like, I don't know how to feel about this. But the way they ended the movie with everybody in the kingdom together, kind of this heartwarming moment and all that kind of stuff, I was like, all right, now this is the way it should have ended. I don't like, I know that's how we had to get there. But in the moment, it felt like really uncomfortable. I didn't know how to feel, but the result was a good one. And I think they did the right thing. That's it for me. Like, I think because I haven't seen this show very much, there's some extra time and nostalgia, so to speak, that I can't give those points to it. But I mean, this is a solid movie. Like, January is usually a time where movies are just, they just throw them away, especially even in like mainstream movies. Like, they usually just put the throwaway movies in January because they know they're not going to do well. But January's been a great month for movies in 2023, and this movie was awesome. I give this a solid A, if not A+. So, Ben.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. If you want to stay up to date on all of our new and future content, make sure you follow us over on Instagram and Twitter, and make sure you're following us over on YouTube channel at The Anime Triad. We here at The Anime Triad are very thankful to have the opportunity to share our content with our listeners. If you're thinking about starting your own podcast, it's never been easier than with Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout gets your show listed in every major podcast platform. Not to mention, you'll get a great-looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and much more. The team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, so don't delay. Join us and over 100,000 other podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get your message out to the world. And if you follow the link in our show notes, it lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you, and you'll get a $20 credit when you sign up for a paid plan, and it helps support our show. Now back to the show. Two of my favorite characters in all of anime are both named Benimaru. Benimaru Shimon from Fire Force, the captain of Company 7, is amazing. And Benimaru the ogre. My God, they're awesome. I love them both. And they both are fierce, ferocious fighters. I've always said that Reincarnated as a Slime, like, the show is in a lot of ways not about Rimuru. It's about the companions. It's about the people that he brings together, the monsters he brings together and the ones he names, and those bonds and relationships he has. This movie does the same thing. You have Hiro, the brother, well, the, you know, metaphorical brother, but from the village of the other ogres, and of Benimaru and Shion and Shuma and all of them. And the nice thing is that Rimuru was trying to build a connection with this ogre the same way as he did with his own followers. And he wants to, because he loves his followers, he wants to get to know him. And because he is indebted to this other kingdom, he wants to get to know this kingdom. The movie is a is an exact copy of the show. If you think about like how the show arcs go, this is a 5-episode arc, more or less. And I mean, it's awesome. And I love the fact that it's sort of canonic material, because you have Hero and they're relating all these in-show things to this person. He's part of the village. I love the opening sequence in the rain when he's fighting for his life in the Galman Demon Lord's domain and all that stuff. And he has no idea that he's been defeated and all this stuff has changed. And yes, Rimuru can walk in and wipe out any bad guy he wants. Not a problem. Like, that's his thing. But the movie does a great job of pacing it so that it's not about that. Because the show has yet to provide a villain that he can't defeat. And this world so far is not really producing anybody who can take him out. So it didn't make, to me, it wouldn't make sense to provide a villain of that magnitude. It made a lot more sense to make a movie that just kind of goes along with what the show gives us. Comedy, that feel goodness about that camaraderie, some good action. The fact that Hero recognized, didn't recognize Geld, but the orc, you know, orcs and stuff that are working. And Geld's a great example. Geld was the orc lord and he was saved by Rimuru. Like, he was cursed. And he gets saved by Rimuru. And now Geld is working for him. And Geld has that, like, connection. And here's the thing. I do not believe Hero is stupid. He is a hothead. And he is the hothead of the group that the group has never really had. Like, because nobody is really... Bitty Maru, sort of, but not really. Like, he's pretty composed. Like, he's a savage fighter, but Hero is just the hothead. He would be the hothead of the group. And they kind of mentioned that before, you know, it's kind of the ringleader. And he's the first to jump in and save people. How he got the horn scar. So my thing is I'm going to kind of piggyback and talk about Hero falling for the orb. In a world where Rimuru has the Beelzebub magic, where he just absorbs whatever and it just disappears, I could see where he would fall for this. In a world where these kind of magic things exist, like you name somebody and they evolve, like a monster, and they evolve and they get stronger and they can progress. In this kind of world, I could see where he could fall for this. Remember, he's not been named very long. And so the thing is the ogres.
I thought it had been like, was it like 10 years or something?
No, they don't. They never did a time thing.
They weren't very clear about the time.
He was passed out for 10 days.
Yeah.
It was 10 days from when he woke up, but he was named.
And the village was destroyed. And that was back when, I'm wondering, like,
it's the beginning of the show. Like, the village is destroyed towards the beginning of the show because he has the ogres for a long time.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So we're not talking crazy years, but the ogres, like, ogres don't know. They're a simple people. So my thing is this guy is indebted to this queen. He will do anything. He's a hothead. He's irrational. Like, this come up out of nowhere. There's deception, clear deception's going on. But this dude has been a part of the area, part of the nation, the city, the castle for a while. Like, they all know about this guy. So there's no reason for him not to trust him. I get what you're saying. Like, why would this all of a sudden be a thing? But Hero to me is super passionate and hot-headed, and he's going to jump right into the first thing to try and solve the problem right away, which goes right to his fight with Geld. He didn't even ask questions. He just attacked the first orc he saw. He talked the biggest one there. And at the beginning, after he woke up, he jumps right on the drake and he just takes off to the village, and he's wounded. Like, he sells open wounds on him. Like, he doesn't think things through all the way. He just wants, like, he's trying to help and save people. To me, it fits if you think about it in the movie. So I let that go. I'm going to tell you right now, this is an S movie for me. I love this movie because it does everything the show does well. It gives you everything. And Mike, you said it great. All the characters get so much love and attention. Valdora is here too. Like, so clearly this is after season two.
Yeah.
Because Valdora comes back then. And Valdora is one of my favorite characters on the show just because it's super funny. And it's just awesome because you see him beginning and now you see him now. The ogres are just awesome in all ways. I love the continuing story of the ogres and their like dedication to Rimuru, but also their like longing for, you know, their brother and all that stuff is super awesome. And it's just funny. Like, and I thought the story was awesome, especially the little, I call it the triple play ending, where he ate the demon thing, orb. So this is the price for using the orb. So this dude turned to ash. They brought him back to life with the
crown. That was crazy.
She, now because of the crown, of the tiara thing, she is disintegrated into light. Like, I'm not dying. Like, we didn't save her from dying. Like, she is gone. They're both, at some point in time, completely gone and disintegrated into either ash or light, which is also kind of nice imagery of them both being kind of these opposites and coming back together. Anyway, and you're right. Diablo going there, former Noir, if you've not seen season two, hopefully you've finished season two. So Diablo goes and does that thing with Viola. First off, incredible imagery and fight. That was awesome. He worked her. Oh my God.
He sure did.
Like, that was insane. And I guess you're right. She hasn't, like, it's not a real body for her. She doesn't get to, like, really, you know, manifest. Anyway, it's a whole thing. You're right. I would have knocked the movie had that not come into play at the end. Because it didn't make, you know, like, I'm like, oh, we're going to do something here. This is going to lead to a resolution. And we didn't get it for a while. And I'll tell you, Hero's transform state was awesome.
That was crazy.
That was an amazing fight between him and Benimaru. Mm-hmm. Hero's battle with Geld was pretty good, too. Hero, like, you could kind of see him turning, not like turning because that was the demon power, but like the fire in him, like there was some great, like Sean said, animation was great and they went in and showed some stuff. I really enjoyed this film all the way through. Even at the end, the funny part at the end where Valdora and
Maleen,
yeah, they were left. Valdora was supposed to win. Like, they were just playing around. I'm like, the two dragons, like, you know, are like, and it's just like in shambles. Mm-hmm. And that's so much like the show. Like, something serious happens, and then you come back to something just silly and ridiculous. And he's like, no new manga. And he's just like killing over in pain because,
what?
It's just awesome. And then the political intrigue of the show also comes through that no one really talks about as much as the neighboring country attacking because he put his own minions in place there. Like, not everybody has to be a powerhouse villain to be a villain. Like, this guy was deceptive and was putting people in places to make power moves on this country. And so that's why I think he's fine as a villain. And that's why it's also it's reminiscent of the show. You don't have to have a super big bad guy all the time to do well. Because a lot of slime is, there's a sort of bad guy. Okay, now we've kind of recruited them into our stuff. And like, so like the lizard people, like they kind of did the whole thing. Now the lizard people are involved, the demons and the orcs. And so it's just bringing the monsters together in kind of this like camaraderie and this, you know, the Tempest, like, you know, the Federation, you know, as it will. I think in a lot of ways, this is one of the most complete anime movies I've ever seen. Front to back, music is good. The tone is set awesome. There's a lot of like, you don't know who, because I thought the doctor was up to something, and so did Rimuru, but you never saw evidence. And then he's like, oh, okay, he is a part of it. And I liked how they, it's not a misdirect, but it's the kind of like, we kind of ignored him for a minute, but we kind of knew like somebody else has to be involved. Like you had that feeling, right? Like,
yeah, like he always just taking pot shots at Hero.
Yeah.
He was like, we wouldn't be in such bad state if she didn't revive some ogre. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah. And it's like, yes, yes, you did. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So there were hints that he was not so, you
know. It's like, how many times do we have in anime a guy who's just a jackass and he's not evil, but you're like, oh, you're just a jerk. Like that
happens. Pretty common.
It's pretty common. And so I liked how like he was a jackass and he was evil and Ranga one-shotted him.
He is one shot from the clouds.
Oh yeah. I appreciate the like Rimuru letting Benimaru handle Hero.
Yeah.
And Benimaru went to go after this guy. And people gotta understand, Rimuru didn't use a single bit of magic until he used Beelzebub to contain that blast. He just fought him with a sword and didn't even really try. Like, that's the crazy part, is he's just kind of like, he, and I believe this perfectly, he tries not to have too much of a hand in stuff because I believe he knows how strong he is. Because I think there's a, he's trying to set up this thing for self-sufficiency. He just wants to relax. Like in the beginning, like he just wants to drink tea and relax. That's his thing. He wants everyone to get along. What he told the queen, Queen Toa, it's like, hey, like I am selfish. I'm doing all this for us to get along together. And that's just a great part about the show. And the movie is, and I've said it probably two or three times already, this movie does such a good job of mirroring the show and being what the show is about. And if you're listening to this and you've not seen the movie or the show, you are missing out. And I will say this, it's the best isekai they've ever made.
I agree.
It's the best isekai that's ever been made. And 100%. And there's a lot out there. Like isekai is a really, really, really big genre really area.
Popular recently, yeah. There's too many, to be honest.
But I'll tell you, man, like it's the best isekai ever made, and you won't be disappointed if you like magic, you like comedy, you like action, because there's some fighting, and some people do lose their lives in this show, and that was a thing I didn't know what they would do with Hero if he was, because like I thought he was gonna die. Oh, we saved him. Now she's going to die? Oh, then maybe that means he'll just join up with Rimuru then, as kind of like, now he can repay his debt. Oh, wait, she's back. Never mind. We good. Okay. Forget all that.
You know, I like what you said earlier about how even though Rimuru is one of the most powerful, definitely one of the most powerful beings that we've seen so far, maybe Valdora and Maleem being the only two that actually can stand up to him. It's not about that. Like, what really is the struggle here, and what we see him struggling with, and what we see him constantly overcoming, is the ability to be a leader. It's like, that's what Rimuru's like hero's journey is about, is like, can he be a leader? Can he lead people to peace? Can he lead this crazy, brutal world controlled by demon lords into like just getting along? And he does it so well, constantly. And this movie was no different. I mean, yes, he's extremely powerful and can just blink people out of existence if he wants to, but it's not about that. You know, it's about making sure everybody's working together to really get things done. And it's just nice.
And he wields the most powerful magic there is, and that's called respect. Because I'll tell you right now, I know that's a good line. You can use it.
That's a good line. I like it.
Because when they come to ask, because like, you know, Hero and the people are there to formally ask, can they cultivate the city? Like, oh yeah, Valdor, you know, Valdora's over there. And it's like, Valdora, can we cultivate this forest? He goes, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. I don't care. Just keep it down. And it's like, why can't we come in? I don't know. Valdora did. And I love that because that's a big part of the show is, oh, don't go to the forest of Jura. Oh my God, you're all going to die. And what's funny is that for so long in the show, nobody knew that Valdora was like dead. Like absorbed, like nobody knew. And it's just Rimuru, just monster evil, and which is another part of the comedy of it. But yeah, to me, awesome movie, S rank for me. I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand. Like every anime should have a really awesome out of the park movie. We've had two seasons of Slime. We got a really great movie out of it. And I can't see them stopping now. They're going to keep pushing forward. Just keep pushing forward through. So S for me. And just, again, amazing through and through.
I'm calling it now. I think this is... I hope I'm wrong, but I think this is going to be the highest ranking movie we watch this year. We'll see.
Oh, he's calling the shot early. We're in January.
In January, we're not going to have any better movies.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
I guess it really just depends on if either Dragon Ball or My Hero decides to do a movie this year.
They're not going to have one this year.
Not this soon. If we've not heard about it yet, it probably won't be coming out.